It is now time for the program, Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme, as we say good evening to the host, Sluggy Dan. Greetings, Sluggy.
Manners, I respect. Good evening, Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme, VOB 92.9 FM, the nation's number one station. I just want to send a shout out to Inspire and Imran Richards and the whole crew at Inspire, helping the youth and helping all the communities. Went to a trainer session this morning, and it was exceptionally well done. So congrats to Imran. I learned a lot, especially in dealing with the youth. And all I want to say is shout outs to the National Library Service as well. Today is World Book Day, and the National Task Force on Literacy, Education, and Working in Partnership with the National Library Service celebrated literacy today and did some reading with the kids. Today at the National Library, and lots of children turned out. That was very, very pleasant to see so many children interested in hearing stories. And I thought to share some Bayesian writing. So I shared the lyrics to Something Greater by Emir, and encourage all young people to take a look at that song. You know, not just listen to it, but read the lyrics. You know, the lyrics is quite powerful. Something's Greater by Eddie Irwood. So it was quite pleasing to see that today. So thank you very much to the National Library Service, a National Task Force on Literacy. Thank you very, very much for that. And shout outs to Inspire community organization, and shout outs to Imran Richards and the whole crew. Now, let me get to business. Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme. Now, as you all know, I always bragging about BCC. Because I went BCC, you know, a graduate of BCC, went through the music program. I know it's figure because it's the only way ever, it's the only place I ever went that I learned real good. It's the only place I ever went that, you know, when see my GPA sound like a genius. And that was only because of Roger Gittings and Pernell Farley. So thank you very, very much to Roger Gittings and Pernell Farley for sure. Now I want to ask LaShauna to introduce us to our very, very special guest today, Ollie. We can BCC have some exciting events coming up. So we want to speak about those events. And we want to let Barbados get opportunity to hear this information. And by the way, it's all young people putting on this event, in charge of producing the event. And what do you like about BCC? From my time, I'm still going on now. Let Harmony and the rest speak about this. Mm-hmm. But what I love about it is students get the opportunity to produce the entire show. So you know somebody will be in charge of helping to market and push out the show, making the flyers, putting together the whole program, you know, and then making sure your team ready. That's what I like about the whole experience. So when you left, you don't only know how to perform, or you only know how to read music, or you only know about music, but you also know about production and what goes on behind the scene, and they think that's extremely important for young people to learn. So that's what I love so much about BCC. So I can let my sixth friend LaShauna introduce us to the team and please take your time, ladies and gents, if there are, let Barbados know what BCC have going on now. That Sluggy talking so long, taking so long to bring it on, and why is it so important for Barbados to come out and see these young people? LaShauna.
So good evening, VOB listeners. It's a pleasure to be back. I know for 2 weeks you guys missed me. I am back. And today we're going to be talking to Harmony Haynes and Brittany. They're here from the BCC portfolio, and they'll be talking a bit about their upcoming portfolio in a couple of weeks' time. So Harmony Haynes is no stranger to the stage. We would have seen you performing with the Division of Culture. You also perform at private events. So tell me a bit, when did you realize that you when did you realize that you wanted to be a full-time entertainer?
I had my first solo at 3, and from then I just knew it was solidified. It was vibes from there. I come from a family of singers, a family of musicians. With the name Harmony, you know, you can't go and be a gas attendant. You have to do music. You know, you can't let that name go down.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So you would say that your family named you Harmony because they knew?
Oh, yes. It was either going to be Harmony, Melody, or Symphony. So I really had no choice. I was destined from the womb.
Yeah. So tell me about that journey. From 3 years old, you were like, okay, I want to perform. Yeah. Did you have the support from your family?
Oh, for sure.
And your friends saying, well, you know, she has a voice. Let's get some vocal training. Let's assist her with this dream.
Yes. I actually started vocal training at 6. All know I'm still in vocal training because at BCC we have private lessons. Each instrument has a different tutor for our private lessons. Mm-hmm. I've been at this for a long time, very, very long time. The parents have been amazing. Shout out to the parents, John and Allison. Love you, bud. they've been very supportive. Even if it's taking me to gigs, picking me up, that's a lot of gas, obviously. A lot of time, a lot of energy. They don't miss a performance. Always in the front row cheering me on. After they would tell me, well, you could have done this better, or, you know, that wasn't working. And I appreciate them 100%.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a bit about what led to you deciding that you wanted to pursue music at BCC Music Program?
I actually went to the 2022 portfolio. I believe it was called Grooving in Time. Mm-hmm. I had some friends in the program then. And watching them have a ball on that stage, I just sat in the audience like, yes, this is something I definitely want to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a bit about your portfolio project. What is it called and what can people expect? Why should they come out and watch it?
Well, our portfolio is called 20 Miles Away. We have 20 students on showcase. Mm-hmm. We came up with that idea with travel and stuff like that because we wanted to feature different genres from across the world. So you have gospel, you have soca, you have jazz. You can come out and hear everything. We have classical. Big up to the classical men, Red Velvet Symphony. But we have some of everything for everybody. You come out, you could hear literally everything. Everything under the sun you will hear.
What genre would you be performing?
Love it.
What genre would you be performing at the portfolio?
I am doing more than one, but I am going to say, so that I don't ruin anything, any spoil any surprises, I'm going to say I'm doing a ballad.
You're doing a ballad.
I am doing a ballad, yes.
Is it a popular person ballad?
Oh, yes,
popular person ballad. Yes. So Sluggy, she's going to be doing a ballad. So we have to go and hear this ballad, hear who she's covering in her own unique style.
And what is BCC?
Yes?
What's the BCC idea for sure? I want to ask, what's the BCC idea for sure? I want to ask Harmony. Mm-hmm. Right. It was in music a long time.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's nothing like BCC. There's nothing like that experience at BCC. I want to know what was the first thing that shocked you when you started attending BCC. Maybe you said, whoa, I got a sharpener here. Huh.
You go in there. Well, I will speak about me specifically. I went in there thinking I got real experience on these men. And I went in there and I was quickly humbled because there are people in there who... You have people good at theory. You have people good at actual practical. You have people that are bosses on stage. You have people that cover all those bases. And to be around such powerful people, such amazing creatives, is a humbling experience, but it also encourages you to step up to their level and exceed it.
Mm-hmm. So I want to ask Brittany.
I love that. No. Yes. Cool. So, well, we got Brittany there. Sorry.
Yes, Brittany is here.
sorry.
Yes, she's here. She's wearing a lovely Brittany, blue come, shirt.
Girl. Come, girl. Yes. Show your voice, girl.
Ay, outside. Yes. And Sluggy, you can't see her, but she has her makeup and everything done.
Slade.
Yes, hairdo, everything.
Hairdo, everything.
So, Brittany, one thing we know about people in the BCC music program is that they always come and they step correct when it comes to performance and, you know, having yourself well-groomed. But tell me a bit about your journey in the BCC music program. What was it that led to you deciding this is what I want to study?
This is actually a very interesting story that I get to tell all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went to BCC first to do visual arts because when it was at school, I got a grade 3 in CIC music, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can never go to BCC now. My life is ruined. So I decided to do art instead. And in my misery doing art, I heard the musicians practicing cross at the performing hall. I was like, nah, I gotta do this. I have to. And I took a break and did some theoretical practices and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And 2016, I land up in BCC doing music, playing pan. And 2018, I was on that same very portfolio stage, mm-hmm. you know, with my friends, all my team. It was so beautiful. And that year we were celebrating a milestone and we had two portfolio mm-hmm. nights. Mm-hmm. And I was just very happy to be a privilege, to be a part of that privilege, I should say. It was very, 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 very interesting. Like, magical is beyond.
Did you always know that you wanted to be an entertainer?
I want to say yes, because when you look yourself in the mirror and you're pretending that you're singing all the Rihanna songs and things, like mm-hmm. nobody
you had the toothbrush you. Experience too?
What toothbrush was? I was having a headset, girl.
No woman ever admit that they had a toothbrush experience.
I had on my headset and I was singing to the top of my lungs. I guess the voice didn't really work out for me like harmony, so I sticked a pan.
No, you have to tell us about that. Tell us about the voice. Did you do the vocal training, everything, and get the, this ain't working for you, Brittany?
But there's the thing, as a musician, and when you practice a lot, you're forced to sing. So we actually have a course called ear training, mm-hmm. where you have to sing. I'm sure Harmony would join in here, where you have to sing the right pitches and
have to.
Do re mi fa sol la ti do, and all that stuff. Me, So if you can sing or not, you got to sing it. You understand? You have mm-hmm. to sing it. Yeah. But like I said, I can stay with your pan. I can still sing, but I can mm-hmm. stay with your pan.
So yeah. Tell me a bit about.
I got a question for. I got a question, Lashana. Yeah. Before you go to the question, right? Yeah, I got a question.
Sure.
For both Brittany, and then I want Harmony answer as well. Besides music, right? Besides your private lesson, besides your private session you got, you got mm-hmm. once a week, besides the ensemble, what subject besides music that you were forced to do at BCC that you feel helping you in becoming an artist or a musician or a well-rounded individual? What subject besides music you in? And that question for Harmony as well.
I don't know if Harmony wanted this one first. I gotta think about this because I went to school in a long time.
Even though I detest the subject, marketing, I feel like would help.
Yes.
I hate it.
I hate it, Brittany, but I appreciate it.
But it is helpful.
I back you there.
It is helpful. It is. I will say that.
Well, luckily.
It's a Brittany back you.
That's Harmony. That's Harmony.
Suggy, you getting a mix up. Harmony has on the white shirt.
So much.
And Brittany has on the blue shirt. I'm helping you out here.
Well. I went to school in a long time, but I feel like it was pretty okay at everything. Luckily, when I did art, I didn't have to do the marketing and stuff that y'all did.
Lucky boy.
Lucky boy. I was able to choose different electives. I got to do photography and fitness for living and that type of thing. Yeah, boy. BCC Bear Action. But right now, I'm actually a student. Doing my bachelor's in arts and entertainment management, mm-hmm. and we are forced to do everything.
There you go.
We're forced to do law. We're forced to do accounting. We're forced to do marketing. So the same thing that you were
right.
I mean, but it has been quite the roller coaster ride. I will not lie, but I feel like everything in its place helped me to get to this stage right now. Literally here, I would have never thought to be at VOB doing some. You know, marketing for our portfolio. This is quite a full circle moment for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Hey, Lashana.
Yeah. So can you guys tell me what was a highlight for you guys as entertainers that you were like, oh my God, I got on stage with. Wait, that's the same person that I grew up listening to? Did you have one of those moments?
Yes, actually. I did background vocals at Naniki. And I was very, very privileged to back up David Hines of Steel Pulse. That was crazy because my uncle produced their music, played guitar on their music, played almost every instrument on their album. So that was definitely a full circle moment. And when he found out who I was, it was like I was like his daughter. It was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to do that again sometime.
Mm-hmm.
He has been amazing, like one of the nicest people I've ever met. But that was amazing. That was so cool to me.
So David Hines, if you're listening, Harmony would like to perform with you again.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I'm scratching my head.
Put on the universe.
I'm scratching my head. I think I'm going to go with, there's like top three moments, but mm-hmm. I'm going to go with being able to work with Dr. Stefan Walcott.
Big
After
one.
After being a part of his class, he actually, I think it was me and some other students from my year,
mm-hmm.
we did Pan Fusion.
Nice.
And I was a headlining performer. Mm-hmm. That was Chrysalis. And wow, that was so, it was so different because you're seeing your teacher in class and he's telling you what it is. And then from a different standpoint, he's your musical director and asking you how you feel about this and you feel about that. You're just there like, I go, whatever. Mommy says, cool me. That one. And as an entertainer, I have to say, working with the BTMI,
big up yourself.
I got to welcome Neo to Barbados.
Wait. Hold on a minute. Pause. You can't just name drop Neo and just do it like that. So you gotta do this again. Tell us about this moment. We wanna hear everything. Listeners, so Brittany performed for Neo. Grammy Award winning, multiple Grammy Award winning artist. So tell me about it. You were at the airport.
Yes.
We saw the videos of you playing his hit song and coming through the airport. Correct. So tell me how that moment was for you, because that video went viral on BTMI as well.
Yes.
So tell me a bit about that.
I was actually home doing an assignment for my innovation class.
Mm-hmm.
Playing out my hair. But when I got the call, I was like, I gotta go, boy. And it was like 2 hours before we were supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna tell you how fast I do my makeup. I was on the road to the airport, and me and my friend, my partner Tatiana Deja Vu, bigger Deja Vu, sitting on the car like, we about to play for Neo. And then, wildly, we were like, we should really like try to learn this song. So, big up Roger and Pernell Farley for helping me with my ear training, because on the spot, you listening to the song and you, make a play this card here, play that card there, you know? And he's like, all right, cool, we got it. And we practiced it a few times. And then he comes through the door and he's like, ah! And he's like, all right, be cool. We're professionals here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is just Neo, okay? It's just Neo coming through the airport and you're playing for him. Yeah, it's cool. And he came and he said hi and he was very appreciative and he's like, ah! But wow,
That should be your Instagram caption. Perform for Neo.
It's true.
Because no one can dispute it because it's a fact. And today, Sluggy, you don't wish me World Book Day. You know that I got books.
It started wishing everybody World Book Day.
Oh, but I wanted mine. I am an author, you know, in the room.
And use the host today.
Good. So that's
so you're running sure.
Correct. So today is World Book Day, and I just want to take this time to say that I am an author of 4 books internationally. But we also have some poets in here, so we're going to celebrate literacy as well. Coming soon. But what I want to ask the two of you guys as well, what's your favorite song? What's the song that, you know, if you're at karaoke, you just burst into singing this song? And you're like, for me, right? When I sing any cast song, I feel like I'm Destro up on the stage. And there's video. I would never show it in public, but there's video evidence of me singing Kes at karaoke. And I was having the time of my life, like in my Destro element. So what is your all go-to song that you just, and you know that you sound good singing it? What's the song for you, Harmony?
First of all, I would just like to say, I don't think it's fair for Harmony to be doing any karaoke. Thank you, <Angela. laughs>
I don't actually do karaoke.
What?
Mm-hmm. I don't, but on gigs, my go-to song would be One Moment in Time by Whitney Houston.
Whoa.
That's my go-to. I didn't drop the key, but...
Hey,
that's my go-to. Yeah,
go-to song. Okay, what's your go-to song?
Let me do me
Hey.
Na 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 na. ain't gonna say no more.
So her girl two song is by the right honorable Robin Rihanna Fenty. She's the ambassador, yes, but she's also a heroine of Barbados. Alrighty, so tell us a bit about when BCC Portfolio is, how much is the admission, how can people be a part of it?
Well, it's not just one event, it's a whole entire season.
Mm-hmm.
And we have it is our annual showcase, I should say, of the graduating students from the Division of Fine Arts.
Mm-hmm.
So it is basically a way to introduce the graduates to the industry and to showcase all of our programs. And we actually had a media launch sometime in March 21st, I think it was. Yes, we had a grand old time. We had performances, we had speeches from our chairman, the deputy principal, the senior tutor, our coordinator for arts and entertainment management as well. And it was deemed officially that the season of Portfolio was opened.
Woo-hoo.
And on 24th of April, we taking flight. We going to Frank Coloma Hall.
Woo-hoo.
And we 20 miles away. And it starts at 8 p.m. And Harmony, you take the rest because I do not know what else is happening.
Tickets are available, $50, A&B Music Supplies, The Bookstores at BCC, and Yo Harmon Stationery at Montrose Plaza. Please get your tickets. Tickets are also available at the door for those of you who may forget, but you don't want to miss it. I'm telling you, do not want to miss it. It's going to be amazing. The talent is amazing. I don't even know what to say, but it can be vibes. Just get there. Get there. We 20 miles away. We outside and we 20 miles away.
So Harmony.
Yes, please.
Harmony, can you describe or tell us the type of bands or ensembles that be on display? If we can get only what genres we can get, and can you tell us about some of the persons that will be featured as well?
Oh, for sure.
Who you remember called the Zupir?
We are starting out with the classical group. You can expect all the Mozarts and the symphonies and so on and so forth.
Digging that music history class,
yes,
no?
Yes, digging that music history class from the Baroque period. So we have Keyshawn Cadogan, Joshua Francis, Joshua Archer, Chanel Best, Troy Skeffers, Aaron Howell. They will all be performing under classical. Then we move right on to a two-man group. They call themselves Duple. That would be Shea Cave and Jerem Gittins. Then we will have our intermission. Coming out of intermission.
Instrument.
Pardon me?
What instruments are the two-man group?
Oh, that is keys and guitar.
Oh, nice. Go ahead.
Then we will have our intermission. Coming out of intermission, we will have Divine Royalty, an all-gospel group. Featured will be Aria Morgan on keys,
nice.
Abiana Fenty on voice, and Israel Campbell on voice.
Nice.
Then we will go into Tritone. Three amazing boys, Najwa O'Neill on drums, Joshua Payne on guitar, and Malik Mears on saxophone. Then we go into Confoco, which means with fire, by the way. Yes. And that is Dalio Best on drums.
Is that word again? Any word again?
Confoco, with fire. Yeah. Vibes. So that is Dalio Best. That is Dalio Best on drums and Kyle Clark on bass. And then to end off the night, we have Diminished Fourth, which is my group. That is Josiah Small on drums, myself on voice, Ronald Paris on keys, and Josiah Chandler on pan, the only steel panist in our year. Yes.
Yes. All right, so VOB listeners, sorry Sluggy, you can go.
No, I'm looking forward to it, and VOB is gonna be there for sure. So when I could come out, and what I love about VOB is that, you know, once I tell you the truth, they're gonna be there. I want to tell the people they can be there. People is turning up in the numbers that we love. So I want Harmony to tell them again where they can get the tickets. I can guarantee you a full house. And yes, people, I promise they will be there for sure. So let them know where to get your tickets from.
You can get your tickets from A&B Music Supplies in Wildy, The Bookstores at BCC, and Yo Harmon Stationery at Montrose Plaza. $50.
Go and get those tickets, people.
$50.
That's $50.
Is flight.
The cheapest plane ticket.
Yes.
We 20 miles away.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Lashana.
Yes,
Lashana, $50 to see these. $50 to see these amazing young people. Just $50. And they want to ask Barbados, because you know, on this radio station, especially on my show, get tons of callers calling about how we need to support the youth. Lashana could tell you as proof how we need to support the youth. Yes, they want to see more things from the young people, communities doing positive things. We always say this on radio. Everybody, when it's calling, I tell me all the time. And I got to talk about brass stats when it's calling. So I expect, know that we have the opportunity, Lashana, to put our money where our mouth is and practice what we preach. And really sure, yes, we ain't just saying this. We coming out and supporting the youth for real. So I expect a pop post for these amazing performances. Lashana, over to you. Sorry.
Yep. So on April 24th, we want you guys to come out to Frank Cullimore Hall for the BCC Music Portfolio, $50. And you can get those tickets from A&B Music Supplies. So be sure to get those tickets. Now, Brittany is also saying that there are also some other portfolios on the BCC roster. And she's going to be telling us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so to continue our calendar of events for the visual arts program, we have graphic design, studio art, as well as the associates in visual arts. And from May 9th to 17th, you have the graphic content portfolio, studio art, like Big Rock at Morningside Art Gallery and Studios, and the visual arts emerge unveiling perspective at Morningside Studios. Opening night is from 6 p.m. That will be May 9th. Mm-hmm. And then general viewing to the public continues from 11 to 6 p.m. Then we, and it, oh, that is free. So you don't have to, after you spend your money on music, don't worry. Art round the corner, and that is for free.
Yeah.
Then we continue with theater. Millie Gone to Brazil, the Daphne Joseph Hackett Theater. There are two nights, that is May 11th and May 12th. Show starts at 7 p.m. I believe those tickets are $30 for adults and $15 for children under the age of 12. And the box offices will be BCC Booksource, Black Rock Books, PMP Mobile Accessories, or you can reserve your tickets at theaterarts@bcc.edu.bb. And to round out our season of portfolio, Saturday, May 18th, we're heading back to Frank Cullimore Hall at 7 p.m. Get your ticket for $50 to see these fantastic dancers with Silver Lining. The box offices are BCC Booksource, AMB Music Supplies, and any dance student. Yes, we have quite the lineup for you. 20 miles away on Tuesday, the graphic design, studio art, visual arts, Lake Big Rock. You know, definitely looking forward to that. That one is free, May 9th to 17th. May 11th and 12th, Millie going to Brazil with the theater art students at Daphne Joseph Hackett. Tickets are $30. Children are $15. And to round it out, Silver Lining, Frank Cullimore Hall, 7 p.m., $50 makes you a member. And please do follow us.
Yes.
And when I say us, I mean at BCC. A-E-M-N, that is BCC, A-E-M-N, that is my bachelor's degree. I am the student PRO for Portfolio, Pondero to Portfolio. Do follow us, follow music as well, BCC Music Program.
Yes, please.
I think theater is at Friends of BCC Theater. BCC Dance at BCC Dance. Once you put in BCC, you should find all of us.
Okay.
But yes, do give us a follow on Instagram. Also, you can look out for our treasure hunt. Yes, we're doing some online activity to get you engaged, testing your knowledge to see if you know these places in Barbados. So you can look out for that on BCC AEM Instagram profile. And do stay tuned. There are prizes to be won, you know, tickets to Portfolio. You might get a voucher for Chafet. For Chafet. You know, just putting out there to fat.
Yeah.
And many other praises to be won. So definitely come out and support the youth, first of all, but support your own, your culture. That is what we're doing. We're evolving and developing, and we're going out there and we're, you know, performing, doing our best, putting our best foot forward. And yeah.
So we'd like to thank Brittany here and Harmony from BCC. And they were speaking about their portfolio that's upcoming Tuesday. April 24th, 2024, at Frank Cullimore Hall, $50.
Playing left in at 8 sharp,
and it is $50. Correct. You can also pay at the door if you do not have your ticket. So we'll all be going to support these amazing young people. So
you're gonna say it right. We pon the road to portfolio.
Okay, we pon the road to portfolio.
Correct.
All righty. So thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
And can we move over? We have some gentlemen here. It's World Book Day.
Great job, boy. Brittany and Harmony. Great job. And just want to wish them all the best. And Harmony, I hope you all know that on our sister station Tuesday at 6:30, we'll see you again on 95.3. We're going to do a great job tonight, and I hope when we're ready, 6:30 p.m. this Tuesday, 95.3, come back and continue. Let's push in the word to Barbados about these positive vibes that young people are doing.
Yes, please. Yep. Thank you. See you then.
Yep. You're
welcome.
Yes, so it's World.
Yes, thanks, Lashana. I love it. Young people doing positive things and ain't afraid to show that being positive could be cool. I love that, LaShawn. I big at that every time.
Yeah. So it's World Book Day. So Sluggy, tell me what's your favorite book.
Yes, World Book Day.
What's your favorite book?
My favorite. Ooh. That's a good one. My favorite thing I read was The Art of Pure Reasoning by a German philosopher called Immanuel Kant. The art of pure reasoning, the Kantian ethics, where he don't approach things with emotion. He's approach everything with fact and reason.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that always stood out to me, not necessarily a stoic, but you know, take a stoic approach to everything. You know, look at everything for exactly what it is. Don't put your emotions or feelings into it, and approach everything with pure reasoning. My favorite thing that I've read was The Art of Pure Reasoning by a German philosopher called Immanuel.
Yeah,
and those. What is yours besides? What is yours? I got two questions for you before we go over to your guests. I got two for you.
No problem.
Right? Because you are an author, and I must mention a Barbados because, you know, we haven't really spoken about it in probably 2 years, but, you know, you did get awards internationally. You know, remember where we first met? I looked you up online. I can't remember if it was an Indian country or Africa. I can't remember exactly where about it. India. But there was some... India, right, good. Yeah. My memory good. It was India. I remember seeing, and India got over. India is, what's the population in India?
A lot. I don't want to say the round thing, but a lot. I've also been featured in two Indian anthologies as well.
Want me to tell you population?
Yes, tell me.
Over a billion, you're humble, Lashana, but I ain't tell you. Over a billion people live in India, Lashana. Yeah. That's all I can say before you go. And anybody listening to VOB, if you think that Sluggy, that's gassing up because LaShawn is my dog, because that my sister. Monica, go and Google now. We could give her 2 minutes. Go and Google the population of India and then come back or message or call in. And we have a Barbadian author, my friend, right here on radio, who got an award in India. They want to speak to that quickly before we go over to your guests.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was an interesting thing that happened a few years ago. I was featured in two Indian anthologies, and they had this nomination period up and running for, you know, one of the best women writers. And I was humbled to be even a nominee because I didn't even apply. I didn't submit anything. So it was an amazing moment for me. And then coming from that, you know, I would have won the first Writer of the Year for the Going On Awards in 2019 at their first ever show. And moving from there, you know, I would have been would have been nominated for the Going On Awards, would have wrote four books that were on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, did all of that, was a best-selling writer, and then I got my finally got my NIFCA awards. NIFCA awards last year, Spirit Nation awards, and then the second place with the Frank Cullimore Hall last year as well. So it's been a good run. World Book Day means a lot to me because I've been a published writer from the time I was 21 years old. I'm now 30, so 9 years that I've been doing this. And yeah, I'm just thankful for everything I've been able to achieve in this period. And now I'm here. And I'm just, you know, blessed.
If you was doing lootings online, or you were shooting boat, or you were doing same vulgar, you know what I mean? Like, people will speak about it. You know, it's same positive. And we got stick on it. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing to sneeze at. You know, if it's just that you live in Barbados and you right here speaking on radio. But if it was from anywhere else in the world, no, I mean, you can ask your guests their opinion on this, right? Because they are also artists, as well as myself. Like, studied at BCC. You know, spent 17 years in the police band. You was an artist yourself, so you know these things is touch us different than the average person. You know what I mean? Yeah. If just I want to paint this picture for your guests, right? And author, you only know the person. You don't know if it's man or woman. You don't know the complexion, nothing. And this author, besides winning Homegrown Local Awards, won awards in India. In India, we have 1 billion people and already got over 1 million authors. And this person won an award in India. When they got nowhere, they're from no name. When they hear just those accolades, what would you think of that person not knowing who the person is? What I just read out to you is factual about someone. I want to hear, as artists, or guest opinion on what would they think of that person. You ain't know the body. No, you know the body color. You don't know the gender. You just know of the accolades I just spoke to you about as an artist.
Yes. Should I say my name? I'm Malachi Ho.
Of course, buddy. Of course. Plug. Yeah, plug yourself, buddy. Plug yourself. Let them know who the person is speaking, man. A young, intelligent man.
Yes. Thank you so much. I am Malachi Hope, also known as Crow, spoken word artist, rapper, songwriter, all of those things. And definitely, everything you were saying is completely true and completely facts. And it's a certain level of credibility that, like you saying, if a Bajan was to hear that and not knowing it's a Bajan, they would think you this will go be some boy bae. You know what I mean? And she right here now, and the people ain't getting shishi credit. You know what I mean? Yes, God, give shishi credit. Of course.
When I got me here blushing and ting, black girl blushing for this radio station and ting. But I mean,
we got a caller, right? Lashana, we got a caller, right? Let me talk to the caller. I love, sorry if we ignore one of the calls, but let me just take one call, Ollie. If we can, please, if you got time.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good night. Yeah, what a Snaggy. I want to ask Snaggy, bless up the people there. And I wanted to ask him what he think about this saying, the poet. I goes, I have good news. What about Haley Matthews? She have now, say, the first woman to get in the king, raise them. First woman again, they raise them. But it was Matthews, she ain't in that don't come from God kingdom. What do you think about those lyrics?
thanks, the poet. Thanks, the poet. I love it. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you a question, though, poet. Right? I want to ask you a question, right?
What keeps
you writing poetry?
Topical issues.
Because I appreciate that. No,
topical issues.
Pardon me?
Topical issues. I wrote on O.J. Simpson. I have to write on Leia and on Looper. After the day I did something on Looper Vandross.
Nice. Can you tell us how long were you writing poetry?
I had written poetry for 10 years, Snaggy. my point was to be in the school magazine. I worked at Shell 21 years. It was to be in Shell. My point's gone all over the world. Well, they used to give them a point to put in their magazine every day. But my first 2 points were in the school book. I read that with Edwin Parkinson and Malcolm Marshall. All things were commonly said up and on, or was upwards and onwards. The same thing, really, but
nice. That's how.
Nice. I should have books by now, but being a poor guy, nobody would sponsor me, and all right, and takes a lot of money. Not even Shell, they would prefer to sponsor the university students rather than sponsor me.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's one second.
Yeah.
Hello. Wait.
Yeah, listen.
Yes, that's one. Well, Lashana.
Yes, please.
Lashana, I want you to come in there. Is it indeed expensive? Or he's saying the reason why he didn't have books because it's expensive.
It's not expensive because I published my books at 21 and I was poor. I was poor, you know what I mean? But you have to research in terms of the different publishing platforms that are out there. There's KDDP.com, which is a self-publishing platform where your books get on Amazon stores internationally. Obviously, if you're in pain, they could take a cut. So you would need to really read and understand. There are a lot of videos on YouTube and stuff that could aid you with that. There are a lot of people here when I started that used to have their book companies, like DJ Simmons. He had his book company at the time. There's Passionate Words now that has his book company and assists persons with self-publishing and understanding the intricacies of that. So yeah, you can do that. To bring any books, however, yes, it is a cost. But if you really sit down with persons or even have a mentor, it's easy for you to save the money, bring any books, and then use the money that you earn from selling the books to buy more books. And those are things that I would have done when I started. As I said, I was poor. I was very poor, and I was
Maybe.
Yeah, but let me look
thank
out.
You, thank you, caller. Thank you for the caller, Ollie. What we can do next week, Ollie, is share some information on about the authors and probably ask Passionate Poet to come in and ask Lashana to explain a bit more how you can do it and make it inexpensive. That's probably needed. All I think maybe needed, Lashana, is the education, because I find that many persons share the same sentiment as the poet that just called in. So maybe is a case where I myself need to make it my job to share the information to the public on ways that you can do it that it won't expense you. So that is something probably that we can promise you that we can do. And I know Lashana will help me share the information.
That's not a problem at all.
I just want to say that. No. Yes. No, let me get. We got two guests in here. We got two guests or we got only one?
We have three guests because Stone with Cupid is here.
One here, bars.
Yes.
They got Stone with Cupid, because I want here.
But hold here, bars. Sluggy.
And they want to know what's going on.
Hold a minute, Sluggy.
Hold a minute. People here that's got some big event coming.
Hold a minute, Sluggy. Hold on. You gotta let me tell it. So, you know, we at Poetry like to do things differently. So, this show, first thing first, we listen to the over 300 plus people that told us to listen. We like the Thursday night show. Hope you like Samp on a Friday night, that when it done, we could chill, we could have a drink, we could eat some food, we could relax. So, VOB listeners, I have heard you, and our show has been moved from Thursday to Friday. Ooh. I want you all, yes, it has been moved. Now, our next show is going to be on Friday, April 26th, at Cricket Legends of Barbados at 8 p.m. sharp. Now, we realize that sometimes you all like to come and get your food first and sit down. So, doors are opening at 7 sharp. We're opening at 7. So, in that half an hour, you can go by when. Get your chicken wings, get these samosas, get your drinks, have a sit down, and then we can start promptly at 8 o'clock. Now, this show is something completely different. For the first time, we having a battle royale. who battling? Malachi Hope is battling The Prophet, who's amazing Antiguan poet, and they will be battling for the Poetry Barbados Bust a Rhyme Trophy. These trophies are so beautiful. They were designed by Trophy World, and those trophies will be given out on the night. So you have to come and hear. Then the headliner, Ray, whose video has gone viral with his search warrant, he will be headlining the show. And then we got someone that's under the tutelage of Adrian Green. Both of them on the tutelage of Adrian Green, yes, who won the first Poetry Barbados Griot Award. We have Raquan Hines, and Raquan is amazing person, tutored by Winston Farrell and Adrian Green. I gotta say no more. And they are going to be performing on the night along with amazing cast, Stone with Cupid, Jay Josiah, Damani Ray, Zoe Armstrong, Aaliyah Cumberbatch, as well as Malachi Hope, Jeremiah Toussaint, aka The Prophet, Raquan Hines. Who are we forgetting? That's everybody. I think that's everybody. And Aaliyah Cumberbatch. So we have Malachi here. Now, Malachi has been telling me for the past week that he could beat the Antiguan poet and send him home.
Girl, what? That is an.
That's what he told me, that when he write these lyrics, he could send home the fella. And Stuggy, Tuesday, I would like you to let the Prophet defend himself, because he's not here today because he has another engagement. But Tuesday, I would like him to defend himself if possible, right? Good. So Malachi, tell us, last show, you have had the most encores thus far in the last two shows. We did a piece, it's called I Object, where he spoke about his objections for a particular matter. You know, we can't discuss that topic here, but he had an encore. Last show, he also had an encore in his piece that touched on Black History Month. So we had to get Malachi here, but Malachi is battling in the inaugural Poetry Bust a Rhyme competition. So Malachi, tell us a bit about how the experience has been for you with poetry.
Yes.
And then what can people expect, because you are battling for bragging rights, a trophy, a press release, and a photo shoot. Compliments, Cupid Production. Them is some big prizes. So tell us a bit about how you're feeling.
Feeling good, feeling great. At first I was kind of wondering, you know, just how bodily it gonna be, you know. Like I said, it's be rapping and stuff too, so I was thinking, oh, this is going to be like battle rap type of vibe. Definitely. You're kind of blindsided me here talking about Ice Egg and San Juan, man. I can't believe she said that. Like, what, here, man would be listening and say, what, you got to say me? No. But best believe I ain't really the type to duck small either, so I will be trying to come the best way I possibly can. And yeah, you know what it is, you know, Mr. Encore, you know the voice, so he definitely gonna bring it in the best way he can. Mm-hmm. As always, just go push, letting people feel it, really feel it, because that's what the spoken word is.
So tell me a bit about the experience with poetry, having those encores, the crowd went well. Tell me a bit about how that was for you two shows in.
Amazing, you know what I mean? Because I just always tell everybody when I'm in casual conversations that being on the stage is where I really feel like alive. That's where I really feel like the most happy. I used to be like all smiles, the most talkative you'll ever see me. You understand? So like when you get on stage, you know, and you get the reaction you're looking for, sometimes even more than the reaction you was looking for, it is be so incredible. I really can't describe it. Similar to when I went Silk Road with the team and that type of stuff, had an open jam session, and the crowd reactions is just
boop. Yeah, wait, you can't just throw that out there. So Sluggy, Poetry Barbados collaborated with Silk Road Music Fest on April 6th, right? And him and Dio the poet done up everything about there. When I tell you done up, there were so many mentions on the Poetry Barbados Instagram page, right? That even though I was on vacation, I was like responding to people because they was asking me when the next show is with these two poets hard. And that's what we want to do here at Poetry Barbados, to build that community and to let people see that spoken word is an amazing art form. And the poets hard, they're coming hard. I got a poet here that tell me he harder than J. Cole. So there's that. There is that. The poet said he is harder than J. Cole. And I want you to know, right?
Contest.
No, hold on a minute. No, if you look, let me be honest, right? Let me be honest. Hold on a minute. No, if we be honest, rap is rhythm assisted poetry, right? Mm-hmm. If we be honest. And if you look at the lyricism of J. Cole and you look at this poet who win everything, but then it's pretty it's pretty fair statement, right? Pretty fair statement. He's asked me what I'm doing. Anyways, I am promoting his show. That's what I'm doing. But this boy in particular has won everything. And what I like about it, okay, good. What I like about it is that poetry is a organization that persons can not only develop, but also shine. We have the award-winning persons. And we're going to that award-winning person. We have Raquan Hines, who goes by Niggas Nuts. He's in the building. Raquan, tell me a bit about what people can expect from you on April 26th for Poetry, a celebration of spoken word.
Good evening, Niggas Nuts here. Well, people can expect a very diverse form of poetry, very lyrical, very Voice Cartel, but still Eminem and Lil Wayne. I very converse and I like to bring out the full potential in words, so people expect a very ambiguous statement.
Listen, that sounds like a poem day, just a start, right? So Raquan Hines has a piece that I like bad, My Identity. I hope I'm saying the right title. That's the title, yes. My Identity. Now, Sluggy, this poem so hard, right? That every time I hear it, I stand up. I just want to stand up in a chair and wave a flag, right? The piece that hard. So Raquan, I put you on the spot. Give me a piece of that piece, My Identity.
Easy. My Barbadian identity. My portfolio. My CV. My police certificate of character. My character. My ID. What is it? And does it bind, portray, or release me? For no matter how hard I try to realize, my eyes still feel to trail the moments where I really see me. What is my identity when there's so much more that defines me? A part of my own environment, not entirely. I do carry genes of my ancestry, but see, that's not all that I see. I see way beneath Mariana Trenches, but still up above with a vision broader than Zion's Peak, broader than Broad Street. I am limitless. And so should be my ID. At least how I think it's supposed to be. Then again, a part of my own environment. The environment supplies my ID. The system describes my character. But still, is it me? I could be wrong. And if so, well then, if it be, I ask that you call me Basama Samusa Grantley as a representation of my ID. Call me a pleasant peasant disguised as the bourgeoisie. A professor to the classes of society. Nature the nurture since nursery. And through my pupils, I am born to a student's seat. As from outside the lines, as reach every category, you can see that I truly don't know my identity. So what am I to the land and sea, limestone and concrete? The fields and hills that were never my own. Is my identity authentic, or am I just a clone? Am I lost like post Barbados and floats by grittos and poems of my home? And if so, how would I know? The me, myself, or I? Astrology says Taurus, but I feel like a Gemini. I feel pound smart, I feel penny wise. I count my blessings and grip their essence in bitter times. I am grateful. But it still isn't suffice. Was raised on multi extract, so my ID like my appetite. Versatile. I prefer my sweet potato pie, and brown rice combined.
Go and get them all. We can't get them all, Raquan. Raquan, we can't. Listen. Listen. So, like, when I tell you this, my heart, you understand what he's saying. So, people, listeners, if you want to hear the rest,
fire.
You're going fire. To
Lashana.
Come.
Lashana. To come. Fire. Mm.
Yes, fire. Please.
Got to come out.
Got to come out.
Come out to get the rest. Got to come out.
Yes, so you have to come out on April 26th, Friday, April 26th, to the Cricket Legends of Barbados, 8 p.m. The admission is $30 and you can pay at the door to hear the amazing performances that are on display. And I also should mention that Raquan Hines is a multiple award-winning NIFCA awardee who would have won awards for his works. Yes, please. So, Before we go, there's another poet in here, the poet of the year. And we can't leave without asking him, you got anything that you could give us? Mr. Poet that, you know, better than J. Cole.
Let me quote you for that statement before she get me in trouble, Barbados.
Thank you. She always trying people under the bus. Let me qualify that statement.
We were having a conversation saying that in the, you know, the big three conversation, the Kendrick, Drake, J. Cole conversation. So we were talking about the big three in Barbados. And we put up a poll on Poetry Barbados and my name came up in every single one of the mentions. So I was saying, but I feel like there were years where J. Cole, Kendrick, and Drake weren't really rapping as good as, say, Wale, Fabulous, Jay-Z, even Eminem, Lil Wayne. These men, in my opinion, were rapping better than them. And then I said, well, sometimes I feel like even Ida's be rhyming better than these men. And she latched up on and said that I harder than J. Cole. But what I can say is I have a piece called In the Summer where I feel like I'm spinning pretty nice. And this piece goes a little something like this. In the summer, black boys are baptized by bullets. They bathe in blasphemy when the OG says blast for me. In the summer, bones can break like bread in communion. And I've seen a union of boy and God. Boy meets Heavenly Father before he gets to know his earthly one. Boy becomes pilot to another plane of existence. Boy flies off the handle. In the summer, the streets are hot and black boys bald tempers on their head top. It rain in the youth sending a hothead big man cool out. Cause once he take that tool out, he went in to fix that problem for good. Trigger finger itching to scratch you off the senses. This paint up. Frustration is fossilized. Black boy becomes crustacean and never comes out of his shell. As black men, we tend to struggle with mental health. But knowing black men, we can probably attribute that to something else. We assert our stance, we're product of circumstance. And we never extend an olive branch to our family tree. As black men, we often reject peace. We know there's snakes in the grass, but we refuse to cut the weeds. We find therapy and attend peace. And we attend that session daily. Black boy is a walking distraction. As I said, I think I'm good, but for she to say that I'm better than J. Cole is crazy. But that's just my two cents.
Sluggy, we've got a minute and a half left. We've got another show coming up, so I'm going to have to ask you to wrap it up. But before you do, I'm going to let Barbados know. Be at Cricket Legends next week, Friday. I'm going to be there. I think Malachi is an extremely huge talent, Barbados. You got to come and check him out and check out the rest.
I don't know how I ain't spitting a little saying. I should spit a little saying quickly before we go too, right?
Let's
so I can try
seconds.
And do it like 30 seconds. All right? All right, let me go real quick. It's go like, blind eyes can still see the world, but I'm speaking of 2D, not 3. You see it gets deep when your third eye finally takes a gaze at this catastrophe, this monstrosity, this hideous beast, corruption in the head so no defeat has grown weak. And I speak from the perspective of a toe that just feels more ugly as these nails start to grow. The lowest of the low, yet without us, hope with the core stand strong. We don't know it's for the heads to decide. For they have cut off the connection and we have went paralyzed. Yeah, because you can't be the only person that ain't sinning. You feel me? Let me do that real quick before we wrap up. Thank you.
Bars. That we're bars. Talking about. Bars. Next Friday, Ollie. Next week, Friday.
Sluggy, I want to see you there. You weren't at the last one, man. So I definitely want to see you next week, Friday, my brother.
Yeah, I admit to great show. I got to come out Friday for sure. And see the bars, man. Big up to the youngsters doing a great job, Ollie, though, man. The youngsters on fire, and I love to see it all positive vibes. And salute to Lashana and Cupid for putting this all together.
Sluggy, I gotta tell you, they got me absolutely hooked. I went to the last one, and I'm telling all of Barbados, come and support Poetry. These guys are awesome. Back to you, Sluggy.
Love it. Yes, go on, Lashana. Any of your guests want to end the show? I give them the last word, 30 seconds. Lashana, over to you on behalf. And from my end, great job today.
Thank you.
And I love young people. Salutes to BCC and salute to Poetry Barbados. Deja Rhythm and Ryan making me feel better every single Saturday. Lashana, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Over to you to end the show. Last word.
All right, so thank you guys so much for coming to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. It was a pleasure being here, and I miss you guys on VLB, but I am back today, so see you next time on Beijing Rhythm and Rhymes.
Later.
Bye-bye.